The president of Pakistan, a key ally in America's anti-terror war, unilaterally amended his country's constitution today. General Pervez Musharraf announced changes that give him the power to dismiss parliament and create a new National Security Council. The new powers also allow him to remain president and armed forces chief for 5 more years. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Islamabad.
The military has ruled Pakistan for more than half its 55-year history. When General Musharraf seized power in a bloodless coup in October 1999, he pledged to rid Pakistan of what he called its sham democracy and replace it with genuine democracy. The Supreme Court gave him 3 years to do it. His decision to go ahead with parliamentary elections in October appears to be a step toward fulfilling his pledge. His decision to stay on as president and army chief with new powers does not. Briefing reporters today, President Musharraf, in uniform, insisted that he would not interfere in the governance of the country once the new parliament is elected. The new prime minister, he said, would be responsible for running the government. But Musharraf warned that both he and his new National Security Council would be watching the parliament closely, and he hinted he might disband it if necessary.
They better perform for Pakistan. Now, if they start to start attacking me or politicking or intriguing and leaving governance aside and again taking the country down, the authority is there to sort them out. They will not be allowed to do it.
President Musharraf also pledged that there would be a level playing field for all political parties in the upcoming elections. But he made it clear that the leaders of the country's 2 main political parties would not be allowed to return from exile to contest the elections. Both Benazir Bhutto of the Pakistan People's Party and Nawaz Sharif of the Pakistan Muslim League are accused of corruption. Bhutto says she's coming back anyway. Musharraf says she'll be arrested if she does. When asked if the people, not he, should decide whether the two former prime ministers be allowed to return, Musharraf turned combative.
A person who's been convicted and a person against whom there are 12 charges, you want him to stand for elections? Or you don't think that they have looted and plundered this nation? Is your view that the nation condones their loot and plunder?
When asked if his amendments would require the new parliament's endorsement, Musharraf shot back, "I don't need the assembly's approval." President Musharraf insisted that the military wasn't looking for a permanent role in Pakistan's political structure. But the new measures, including his decision to continue as both army chief and president for 5 more years, suggest otherwise. Samina Ahmed is Islamabad Project Director for the International Crisis Group.
Well, quite obviously, you know, we're talking then about continuity, which is that Musharraf stays on, the military plays a dominant role in the new post-election political order, and yes, certainly it institutionalizes the political role of the military.
Today's announcements, though expected, will do little to improve President Musharraf's image, one already tarnished by a referendum in April on extending his rule, a referendum widely viewed as rigged. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.